Two Davis County communities have declared the tap water clean after contamination incidents in the past week. But there's a lingering aftertaste for at least one affected family. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
By Thursday morning, officials in the cities of Syracuse and Clinton had lifted boil water notices that had been in place since last week. Potentially dangerous fecal coliform and the bacteria E. coli were found in drinking water systems. Pipes for untreated irrigation water had been accidentally connected to culinary lines in separate incidents in each community. Brian Hatch is the Davis County Health Department's deputy director. He calls the incidents important lessons.
It starts with residents educating themselves on the difference between the two systems. It's imperative that you don't connect the two.
Both cities have flushed the pipes clean with chlorinated water. They're still monitoring reports of anyone who might have gotten sick because of the contamination. And they're coaching thousands of affected residents and businesses on how to decontaminate their own water lines. Kimberly Slater was giving her newborn son sponge baths back when the Clinton Water Department issued a similar advisory last summer. As she feeds the now 11-month-old Declan lunch at a playground just hours after the latest advisory was lifted, she's still wary.
Now that it's fixed, you can smell the chlorine. It's like drinking swimming pool water to me. So we'll probably continue drinking the bottled water, I don't know, maybe from here on out, just because that's how good my faith in the system is, you know.
The Davis County Health Department says contamination cases like this are unusual, and they couldn't remember another time when there were two cases simultaneously. Judy Faze, KUER News.